Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 598. I'm producer Gerald. And today, as always, I'm joined by Ryan Walt.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Howdy.
Howdy doody.
I have a cold.
Yep, again.
You can look forward to me coughing during this episode.
Yep, a lot.
It's a dry cough, so chances are I may even still have it next week. I haven't even started the process of the cough going away.
Hmm.
So, you just yawned already.
Yeah.
You're tired. You stayed up watching that Jake Paul fight.
No, actually, I did not watch it at all.
Have you seen it?
No, I have not seen anything on it.
No clips, no nothing?
Nope.
You know who won?
Nope.
Oh, wow. Huh.
Do I want to know who won?
Jake Paul won.
Oh, TKO, huh?
Jay, so let me say this. People feel however they feel about Jake Paul. He won. He beat him up the entire fight.
That's surprising.
Yeah, a little bit. And I watched the last two rounds of that fight, and he beat him up. He outboxed him, and I get it. He's not a boxer.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, though. He's one tough son of a bitch. Because he was, when I turned it on, I watched the last two rounds. He was already done. Like, you could tell he was already a little shaky.
Yeah, I'm watching this little clip right here that just shows him punching and he gets knocked down. He gets up and then stumbles and the referee calls it.
Yeah, when he's going back to the corner, he hits that hard stutter step and the ref's like, nah. They almost stopped it at the beginning of that round, or the round before that. They had medical staff over to check on him, and I thought they were going to call it there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to be careful with boxing. It's a little different than UFC and the bare knuckle stuff. You'll die in boxing.
Yeah.
Because those gloves are misleading. You take those shots, and that brain's just sloshing around in there. But you don't physically look that damaged.
Yeah, I'm seeing it here. It says, looks like he called out Mike Tyson afterwards. That November fight.
Yeah, except for if I'm Mike, I'm like, I'm 77 years old. I don't know if I want to be punched in the face like that.
Yeah.
That's just a money grab for everybody, so who knows. But Dylan Danis is running his mouth again, too, about fighting Jake Paul.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Also, Connor, you know, this is what it is. Connor fired Mike Perry after the fight from Bare Knuckle on Twitter. On X.
I mean, how do you do that? I mean, he's your he's the champion.
Yeah. Mike Perry said it was bullshit and he can't fire him, but
yeah.
Connor wasn't thrilled with the way that fight went. Or it's Connor. So is Connor pushing to stage a Connor McGregor Jake Paul fight? Because that would be insane.
Yeah.
Connor would only have to do one more of those gimmick fights, and that would be probably the top one he could get. To never have to work again. Mm-hmm. I think he's already there, but he's especially there if he can get one more of those Mayweather-type fights.
Yeah.
And Jake Paul, Conor McGregor would do massive numbers. Did you look at that video of Jake Paul? He's big as fuck.
No, he ain't.
Yeah, he almost missed weight.
Yeah, I saw him standing next to Mike Perry, and I was like, man, he is a big dude.
Well, I think Mike Perry's like a 170 guy, and they fought at 200.
Yeah, I know Mike Perry weighed at 196.
Yeah, I watched the weigh-in of Jake Paul, and he was like 200.2, 200.3, and was like struggling. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of those situations where, like, let your air out. You got to take the boxers off. Like, he's doing everything he could. Earring out. Jake Paul's a big dude.
It says Connor is a co-owner of Bare Knuckle Fighting.
Yeah, that's why it sucks. He said he was fired.
Yeah.
Mike Perry said something about he owns his own promotion that has a deal with Bare Knuckle, so he can't fire him because he owns the promotion.
Yep. It says Connor's got two fights left on his contract with UFC.
Yeah, he may never fight again in the UFC.
Yeah, because it keeps on getting pushed back. His last one, he got hurt again.
Yeah. I mean, you would like to think that fight, the Chandler fight, will go through, but I don't know.
If the Chandler fight goes through and he loses, he's done.
Yeah, I think so. If you're Dana White and it happens,
yeah,
you just say, hey, we're good. You made us a lot of money.
You've lost too many fights in a row.
You're worth less to us if you lose one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Or you pimp him out to somebody like a Logan Paul fight, and the UFC just takes a little cut from it. I will say, if you look at where he started when he was fighting, what's his face from like NBA and all those people,
mm-hmm.
Jake Paul is much more of a boxer now than he was.
Yeah, Conor's lost four of his last five fights.
Yeah, it's not a good look. He pieced up Mike Perry, and Mike Perry's no joke.
No, Mike Perry's legit.
And you know, they're always like, oh, he took a fall, it was staged. Mike Perry ain't that guy.
No.
And he like I said, he's tough because most people would have been gone. I mean, the commentator said he's a little too tough for his own good right now.
Mm-hmm.
But Jake Paul pieced him up.
A lot of the people do say Jake can box. He's got it in him.
Yeah.
That's all he's been doing, just training on it. He ain't doing nothing else. He ain't trying to do no movies. He's not making videos out there.
Yeah, he moved out of the U.S. to get away from everybody.
Yeah, he just training boxing. He wants to be a legit boxer, just like his brother wants to be a legit wrestler.
He has to at some point, though. He's going to have to step away from the gimmick fights,
mm-hmm.
and start fighting some legit top talent.
Well, because he fought Tommy Fury and Tommy beat him. And Tommy is a legit boxer, but he's not good.
Correct.
Yeah.
I would say Tommy Fury is a bottom level elite fighter.
Yeah.
He's good. He's better than most, but he's not like an A-lister.
Yeah, you're getting your Devin Haney's and
yeah, you can't
Canelo's and stuff.
You don't want to go fight them.
No.
Even old Canelo would beat the shit out of Jake Paul. It's just years and years of doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys have been doing it their whole life, and he's been doing it he's good for as long as he's been doing that. I mean, he looks damn good.
Now, what'll be an advantage for him is when he does go into that, he's been the spotlight. He's been the main event.
Yeah.
If he does get to that level where he has to fight someone good.
Who did he fight? Nate Robinson? Is that who it was?
Yeah, he fought Nate Robinson.
That was a sloppy fight.
Yeah. Didn't beat Nate Diaz in a 10-round decision.
Nate was fat and slow.
Yeah.
I mean that with respect, because Nate's insane and wants to come kill everybody.
But then Nate fought Masvidal, and Masvidal was hoping to win because he wanted that Jake Paul fight.
That Jake Paul money.
But then Nate beat him.
Nate looked much better in that fight.
Yeah, he did.
I think part of the, and this won't last much longer, it may already be over, but I think it's easy to say, like, I can beat the YouTuber.
Yeah.
Like, it's easy to go in with confidence of not really worrying about it, not training that hard, because he's not known for being a boxer. He's known for being a YouTuber.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been boxing for a while.
Yeah.
He looked good. I was impressed last night.
That's good.
Like I said, he can't hang with, like, an elite-level boxer, I don't think. But he hits hard. You know, it's like anything. You catch somebody just right, like, he could beat anybody.
Yep.
Because he hits hard. I don't know. I don't like boxing.
No.
It all feels dirty to me and staged. Like the sport's like tainted.
Yeah, there's too many fights that have been questionable. Who wins. And you look at the rounds. One judge will score 50-46. Another one will judge it 48-48. And another one will judge it 46-50. And you're like, okay, what fight were you guys watching? You guys are all over the place.
Yeah. I don't know. It was playing a little Party Animals, which I'm going to get into in a second, because they had a big update. And once I switched off of it, it was like I switched over, and it was just in time to kind of see it come to a conclusion. I would have liked this in the beginning rounds to see how Perry was.
Mm-hmm.
He'd already been pieced up by the time I got in there. It was already a little wobbly.
Yeah. Not to defend him, but he does go into fights like that. He just goes in and just gets mollywopped, and then he'll end up winning some and losing some.
Yeah, well, he's a tough son of a bitch. Yeah. He's also, and this, I mean, you make what you want of this. He's not a boxer, and he took it on short notice.
Yeah.
So I mean, bare knuckle is not boxing. UFC is not boxing.
Yeah,
he got. I did like in the press conference, they said, what do you think about what Connor said? And he said, anyone that thinks they can beat Jake Paul should go ahead and fight him. Like, if he thinks he can beat him and I couldn't, then he should go ahead and fight him.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that, too, because people know Mike Perry's not laying down.
Right.
Like, because his payday probably sucked. He probably didn't get a big payday.
Oh, for that fight?
Yeah. But let me tell you, Connor and Logan Paul would probably break the pay-per-view record.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Because they both have two giant fan bases. And you know what? I don't like the Paul brothers, but I will say they support each other very well. Like, they're always at each other's shit, and they're in the ring instantly. And
so, Jake Paul promised him $500,000 if he made it to round seven.
He did not.
Nope.
You know, it's if you watch the replay, it's not. He doesn't go down on that shot. He goes off down on the shot. He takes off like it's a little. He's got a little fury right there. A little. It's like a 3-4 hit combo, but I think it's like the second hit of that that really catches him. And then when he pushes forward, he loses balance and falls backwards. But he is wobbly. He'd been wobbly. And in my mind, that's when you want the ref to step in before he does any damage.
Right.
That beatings. You heard Chuck Liddell talk 20 years ago and hear him talk now?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty bad.
Bad. It's bad, bad.
Oh, it says he probably only got about $600,000.
Yeah, which is probably a big payday for Mike Perry.
Now, it says Paul is going to earn probably around $6 or $7 million for the fight. Yeah,
that sounds right. Well, because he's the draw.
Yeah.
He's the reason people were going to buy it, so that's probably fair. Let's jump into some games.
Yeah.
So Party Animals had a very strange big update. They added kart racing to Party Animals.
What the?
I do not understand what this game is doing. But they added a kart racer. It's very much a Mario Kart clone. It's not as good as Mario Kart. It's not even as good as Speedstorm. But it's competent. They only have one track right now. They do have. Also, you see how it looks like Lego on that kart?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that also weird? They don't all look like that.
There's a Mario Kart there.
That's a mock-up.
It's got the M on it.
Yeah, I don't think that's a real kart. But I don't understand why they did it. It's completely out of the genre for the game, unless they're just trying to make like a party game. But it only has one track right now. Before you leave here, close that one out.
Okay.
Go down to the second row, fourth one over. So they also unveiled their summer pack. And their summer pass, it's free. It's a mini pass, so it's not a full pass. But these are all the outfits from it. And they're super good.
I see he's got a rubber ducky.
He has one. The duck above him has one. The hammerhead has one. The koala's in a sweet Hawaiian shirt. So is the shark up front. You can't really see well.
And this bulldog looks like he's in a Hawaiian shirt, too.
Yeah. The husky that looks super pissed all the time has the flower bra on. The elephant does also, has the pasties on. They're really fun. They're very summertime vibes. I've already unlocked, I think, three of them. I have the elephant, the shark, and the bulldog. So all those updates hit at once. So the Nemo Kart is what the kart racer is called. The end of the pass is that Sailor Moon monkey right there. That is the end of the summer pass. People are real jazzed up about that. I don't care anything about that because I'm not a Sailor Moon guy.
I couldn't even tell you what that was by looking at it.
But it's good to see them continue to update it. I would like to see their focus be on what the core gameplay is instead of adding stuff like a kart racer. You know, if they could do both, which in this case, I guess they did. They added the summer pass and the kart racer. I just don't know where you go with the kart racer. When I think about something like Disney Speedstorm, you can't compete with that. You don't have the stable of characters. And also, honestly, the game, it just doesn't handle as well. It's not as tight. it plays in my mind like a slower Mario Kart, a less polished Mario Kart. It's a good first attempt. But I think I would have been happier with them saying, hey, we made five new levels that you fight on versus a kart racer. But big update. They also had some racing outfits that went in the store. They're super cool too. So a lot of stuff. The biggest update content-wise that they have done, I think, since it started. Or since I started playing it, I should say. So pretty neat. Close that out. If you see that, it's the third row down, that red Husky with the hat pulled down. That's one of the racing costumes.
Oh, nice.
That one's good. But there's an awesome hedgehog Spike down there. Spike has the, he's like a commentator. He's got the big earmuffs on with a mic down in front of his face and his sweater vest on with his press credentials hanging. He looks super good. It's part of that race pack too. So it was a lot of stuff. It was good.
So is it still just you two playing, or did you get?
Nope, just us. There's that koala. No, just the two of us. It only allows three people. We have never played with three people.
Didn't Hatman get an Xbox? I thought he was going to play with.
He has an Xbox. Yeah, he's never played this with us. It's not his type of game. I actually think he would have fun if he played it, but I don't think he'll ever play it to know. You can get everything for free. You don't have to spend real money. You know.
Yeah.
It's just. He's probably never going to play it. Now, when it comes to PS5, would you play it?
If I play with you guys, that's the one way.
Would you buy it?
Yeah.
Because I don't think it'll come. I mean, maybe if they're smart, they'll put it on PlayStation Plus because this game needs people to play it. So I played that, and then it was our last week multiplayer madness of Sea of Thieves. And it was a total disaster and shit show of a session.
Yeah, it started fine, and all of a sudden, someone decided to check out.
Are you blaming me?
No, I'm blaming the other guy.
Who's the names?
Marshall 205.
So here's what happened. We were going to do the second part of a Dead Man Tells No Tales or whatever it was, the Jack Sparrow content. And I was excited to do it. I was actually sick and tired. The whole reason I got on is because I wanted to do that quest line. So we're sailing towards it. And this is going to sound like my fault, but I'm going to tell you how it's not. I'm piloting the ship. I'm captain because no one else wants to be captain. So we're sailing along. Everything's fine. All I see in front of me is clear sky, but it's hazy out. And I haven't turned the ship. And if you've played Sea of Thieves, you can like position the wheel on this main like spoke. And when you do, it doesn't turn. And so if you need to go in a straight line and you get that one up there, it vibrates when you hit it, it'll hold course.
Yeah.
Kind of like an autopilot feature. So I had done that, and I stepped aside, and I looked, and there was nothing going on. You three were in the back. Friend of the show, Marshall 205, was fishing. And you and Patman were looking at a boat that was chasing us.
Yeah.
And there was nothing for me to do, and I wanted to run downstairs really quick and get my pet monkey out. So I run downstairs, double back, grab the monkey out of the chest, come straight back up, and as I come up the steps, I see a giant boulder, rock, mountain sticking up out of the water. Like as soon as I come up the steps, it's like filling up my whole screen.
Now to paint the picture a little bit more, there was a ship behind us chasing us, and then there was another ship, if you're looking straight to the left of us, that drives by, and they start shooting at the other ship. So them two ships are going at it, and they're taking a shot at us and the other ship while you're about to hit this boulder.
Well, in fairness, I wasn't about to hit it because I was no longer piloting the ship. Turns out no one was.
Yeah.
So I come up and I'm like, oh no. And I sprint upstairs and I grab the wheel about the time we hit. And then you guys are all like, what the hell? What's going on? How are you going to hit a giant rock?
Yeah. What were you doing playing with the monkey?
Yeah. But here's the problem I found out later. Friend of the show, Padman saw me leave to go get the monkey.
Yeah.
And didn't think to secure the wheel. Now I thought I'd be back before any issues happened. Because it looked clear, but the draw distance in that game can be tough sometimes. But what happened is that disabled our boat long enough for those two guys to start worrying about us.
Yep.
And so we ended up in conflict.
Yep. So the one boat just killed the other boat. Then it jumps after us. I'm downstairs trying to patch up stuff and empty water out with Marshall 205. Then all of a sudden you say, hey, they're boarded. They boarded it. He runs up there to start shooting. They're killing us. They kill me. We're done. We go back to our island or wherever we're going stationed. We get back on the boat and try to head back to the mission. We run into them again. They kill us again, but this time we do put up a little bit better fight.
Yeah.
Like I'm hiding downstairs. I shoot one. He runs off. And then, you know, you guys are able to spawn back into the boat. And then finally they get us going. And after that, that second fight, that's when Marshall 205 checked out. We get back on the boat. We're flying. We're sailing to where we need to go. And he decides to jump off to go. Or, you know, he goes to the cannon and shoots off onto some island.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't sure what happened there because once we finally survived all the fighting, it's just like everybody just went their separate ways. And it felt like once it was decided we didn't have time to run that quest line, it was just over.
Yeah, we went to the island, messed around on the island, started shooting around. We go to a boat, start looking at his boat, getting eaten by sharks. Then someone decides to blow the ship up.
Mm-hmm. That was him, too.
Because he thought it would be funny. And then after that, I just kept on. It was just a shit show afterwards. I wasn't allowed to talk, so I couldn't help anybody out.
They made a joke about you talking more.
Yeah.
And then you clammed up.
Yeah. No, I just played the part. Because we're during the battle, I was talking and trying to help out as much as I could.
Yeah. Now, I think I'm still good with my game. I don't think it's changed any.
But you're going to wait to release the name?
Because
you're afraid someone's going to play it?
It's not the kind of game that should be played before, because if somebody was to take the time to get good at it, it's a competitive thing.
Okay.
I don't think it would be fun if everybody went and played it first. I think the idea is that we all jump in and we see things for the first time together. It supports 4 players, and it's actually on sale all the way till August 1st. So before we have to play, it'll still be on sale, and it's actually a little over half off. So it's the cheapest it's been since I've been watching it. So that's good. But we do have to buy it, but it is less than $7. So.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
With PlayStation Stars being back, I got some money on there.
Yeah. So that's kind of where I'm at. That's what I think I'm going to pick. Unless something changes, that's what I'm going to stick with. But I will say, if we don't have fun, we maybe should look at taking a break.
That's what I said. I said we should do the 4, take a month off.
I didn't want to take a break, but it seems like people aren't having fun, which is what friend of the show Marshall 205 was worried about this time.
Which I was having fun with Sea of Thieves.
I was too, but only when we did the quest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's fun. When there's a mission, I look at it like this. The game either needs to be really fun or we need to have purpose.
Yeah.
So like a good jokey time is fun, but then also purpose. And a good jokey time is hard to sustain for 4 weeks.
Yeah, because moving out
was fun.
Was fun, but you can only 4 weeks so much.
Yep. So we'll see. Mine's a competitive game. I hope it stays fun. I hope there's enough variation that it stays fun, but I don't know. And if it doesn't stay fun, then I don't have a backup, because if we're gonna buy it, I want to play it for 4 weeks. It's a party game though. Yep. So hopefully it's fun.
Yeah, I know the feeling, because you know, we paid for Helldivers and played it 4 or 5 times.
Yeah. I thought about doing the Jackbox collection because it's all on PlayStation Plus now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a party game, and nobody would have to buy it. And I think there's enough variation there, but I just worried everybody will get bored.
That's what I want to make it. I don't want to make anybody buy something because my picks have been not too popular.
I don't know that anybody's had just runaway success with their picks. Everybody has picked stuff that other people didn't like. I will tell you, the one that I think I'm going to pick has been on my list since the very beginning, but it was $15, and I thought that was too high. But since I fear that this is coming to an end, I'm like, maybe we should just do it so that I have it.
That's why I didn't pick South Park. I guess everyone thought I was going to pick, you thought I was going to pick South Park. Yeah. I just didn't want to make anybody pay $30 for a game they probably wouldn't play or wouldn't have fun. Because I don't know if anybody's ever played any of the South Park games.
Yeah. It turns out that one was not very good anyways.
Yeah.
So it might be a good thing. That's all I played. What else did you play?
All right. So I played one day of Fallout 76, which is yesterday only. So I didn't do anything. I would log in, get the free reward real quick. I would just get to the main screen, collect your free reward, and turn it off. I did play the two Astrobot missions to get the skins or the characters. You can only play two of the four right now. They are hard to do. Mm-hmm. So I had to actually cheat, go online and figure out how to do it. Because there's no direction. It's by luck. So like on one level, you have to run to a certain spot, wait there a couple seconds, and then the character pops up out of nowhere. And hey, you got to figure out how to unlock me. And so the ones like, and it's called in a CPU jungle. Then you got to go to a certain spot of the jungle to find a clock. And then you have to interact with a clock by pressing a certain button. The other one's another where you have to go to play a level. This first one, the jungle is in the very first spot. The other one is in the third, which you can, you know, teleport to that third spot, go to a certain area, hang out there, wait, and then you have to jump up on this other thing to get to a certain spot, have a certain character do certain things to unlock the person. So I don't think you could just figure it out on your own. I really don't think you could, because if you do it and see, like the second one to where you have to go to get the stuff, it's just like, why would you even go up there to even do like to get this? So you'd have to know what you're doing. And I'm sure the other two would be just like that too.
Right.
But going back in there and just watching it and playing around with this, oh yeah, I remember this, jump flying and you're just seeing the world again with all the little Astrobots in that little world. It was pretty cool.
I do want to get in there and mess around.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I will.
Yeah, I just wanted to get the and their trophies. So you pop the trophies on that. Then I jumped in Dredge. So I'm playing Dredge, the PlayStation 4 version. So I've been playing that.
Is that that's completely starting up
beginning, yeah, right? Starting way 100% over.
Yeah.
So I've been playing the hell out of that.
Now, are you going to play it the same way?
No.
I feel like I made Dredge really hard the first time I played it.
Me too.
I feel like I could speed run through Dredge pretty effectively now, but I took the long way to do everything the first time I played because I didn't know what I was doing.
You wanted to enjoy it.
I played almost that entire game without ever putting the net down.
Mm-hmm.
The trolling net?
Right.
I played like the whole game without putting it down. So when I finished, I had to catch all of those.
Right.
And now I understand that if you leave dock, that thing should be down because it's just free money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's nothing now for me to go sell around, do what I got to do. And when I come back at night, it's nothing to have $700-$800 in the net.
Yep.
And I wasn't aware of that. I also, you got to get on crab pots.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get as many as you can get as soon as you can get them and get them out because that's also free money.
Right. You can only do four in each island and then one extra. That's it. That's the max you can get.
Yes. Yeah, so you got to load them up. And, I didn't do either one of those things the right way soon enough. And so I made that game much harder. I struggled with money and upgrades for a long time. I struggled to get scrap.
See, I'm scrapping up. I'm upgrading everything.
Yeah.
The only visit to certain islands, I'm trying to upgrade my nets first to get the bigger and better stuff. I'm not worried about the lights because I don't really sell at night, so I'm not buying any of the lights. Like I wasted my money on the first time. Just slowly upgrading everything piece by piece. I'm just waiting to do all that. I already got a net flying, getting stuff from the net.
Are you still having fun with it, even though you kind of know the process?
Yeah, because I haven't played it for so long, so.
Yeah. Are you going to try to platinum it again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, when the old rig, I forget what they call it, when that DLC comes out, would you play it on both?
Possibly.
Or since it's so fresh, would you play it on one and then just wait and come back to the PS4 version later?
I don't know. We'll see.
The Iron Rig, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, the Iron Rig DLC.
It's soon. It's August. It's like August 15th or something.
15th, yep.
Yep. Soon. I'm excited. I'm pumped.
Let's see. 2 to 5 hours of content. 8 new craftable pieces of equipment, including new types of bait, nets, and rods. More than 50 new fish. A new fifth-tier boat hull. Researchable enhanced versions of some abilities. Brand new characters. A system that uses materials to craft buildings. Some sort of biomatter used to fuel the iron rig. 12 new achievements.
More trophies.
Yep. And then you bought the clutch edition on Switch, right?
I did. I was torn. You know, I own the game physically on disc for PS5. You know, there was a part of me that was like, I should get it on PS5 because that's where I prefer to play it.
Yeah.
But I didn't need two copies of the game, and all the other things were the same. And so I decided to pre-order the Switch version. I also think the Switch would be a great place to play that game.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So if I decide to play it again, I think I would play it on the Switch. But I don't know that I'll run through it again.
So it's $100. I have it in my cart. I haven't done the deal yet.
Yeah. Are you going to?
I don't know. I'm torn. I go back and forth.
Give me the pros. Obviously, having the stuff.
Just the collecting aspect of it is the pro.
And what's the con? The price?
The collecting aspect of it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, I have it. Well, what am I going to do with it? Because right now,
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to let it sit on the shelf. I'm not even sure I'm going to open it.
Yeah, my I have nowhere to place. It's going to be sitting inside of a tote, inside of the box.
But think about if you ever wanted it, you had it, because you only got one chance to get it.
Yeah.
I want so badly for them to produce like a high quality model of the boat.
Same.
I'll spend $100 on it. I really want one.
Yeah. During Amazon Prime, I did buy a ship, but not that. One of the TV shows that I watched I really liked the show. And I saw they had a model of the ship, so I went and bought it.
What are you just going to display it?
Yeah.
Is so it a boat, like a pirate ship?
No. It's a space.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to put it in like a clear case and set it out?
I want to.
Yeah. I have the little Lego ship in a bottle above me, and I'll tell you that I like to look up and see it. And I would love to look up there and see a little dredge dinghy as well.
I'll show you.
Think of how good the dredge boat would be if they put it out and then they give you like the different fishing attachments that you could pop in and out. The lights you can change, just two lights, two little fishing combinations, just a few things where you can change it out.
So this is the ship I bought.
Oh yeah, from the Expanse.
Yeah,
it's cool looking.
So I already have this one. This one's tiny. It's maybe 4 inches.
Oh, it does not look tiny in that picture.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. And the bigger one, this is supposed to be a lot bigger. So, and there's another version of it I want to get. There's the red version, then there's the original orange. There's another ship, the Razorback I want to get for it. Just a display, because I want to get the collector edition deep Blu-ray set.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Did you buy that on Prime days?
Yeah.
I didn't buy a single thing.
Well, I bought probably about $1,000 worth of shit.
Good God. I bought nothing.
Bought Lego, bought a bunch of stuff for the house. Some random stuff.
I really have been in like a little bit of a lull when it comes to buying stuff, which is good. You know, I got a lot of what I wanted. You know, I sold my tools and I bought a different brand, and I've got most of that replaced now. And I've really just been to a point where I can kind of just sit back and relax and not feel like I need anything.
Oh, did you sell that Ryobi thing?
No.
Okay. Was it the Weed Eater or something?
Yeah, no, I still have it.
Okay.
I sold my DeWalt like hand tools.
Okay.
So like drills, impacts, saws, all that stuff, circular saws. I sold all my DeWalt stuff and batteries. Because I had started switching over to Flex.
Mm-hmm.
And I had 60, 70% of what I wanted in Flex. And I prefer them. I think they are they seem better built. They seem stronger, tougher. So far, I'm a big fan of them. And also, I was able to secure quite a few batteries for it, so it made sense for me to pursue that. I had more batteries for that than I did DeWalt. So,
yeah,
I needed to sell all of that stuff. I sold it bulk to one person and was able to take that money and reinvest it to get what I didn't have in Flex. And so I have everything I need basically now. And I just got to get this room behind me cleaned out so I can set up the little shop in there.
Nice. Who did Flex replace? Cobalt?
Flex? No. Cobalt's still there. Cobalt's not as prominent because Lowe's also has Craftsman now. But Flex replaced like Porter Cable on the shelf.
Okay.
So Flex is one of those deals that it's owned by the same company that owns Ego. And so in order to get Ego, Lowe's had to agree to carry Flex because Lowe's has a big box exclusive on Ego. So you can get Ego at Ace too, but as far as big box goes, you can pretty well only get it from Lowe's.
Okay. So, but it's owned by Chervon.
Yeah.
And aside from Flex Power Tool, it makes Cobalt Tools, Skill Saw, Ego, Devon, and a few others.
What was the first one?
Cobalt.
Okay. So they make Cobalt for them.
They make Cobalt and that Skill, S-K-I-L.
Yeah, so Cobalt just hasn't been as prominent since Lowe's started carrying Craftsman once Kmart and Sears went out.
Mm-hmm.
People like that Craftsman name, and so they sell a lot more of that than they do the Cobalt. But a lot of people swear by the Cobalt, too. We sold a lot of it when I was there.
Yeah.
But I really like the Flex stuff. I've been super impressed with it so far.
That's good.
A lot of people like Milwaukee. That's what we used at work, and it's good also. But Milwaukee's expensive, so is Flex. So,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know. But it's led to me not spending a lot of money, which is a good thing.
Oh yeah, that's always a good thing. All right, so that's all I played was just those two. I did jump on PlayStation Stars also, and then got all of the redeemable stuff. It looks like they're adding stuff every week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I had to start, but I started a bunch on Monday, and then Thursday and Friday, I saw there's a bunch more. So I started those, got the little rewards and the cash, or the little coins, the 50 points, the coins.
You good?
So, yeah, I'm sorry. I was trying to add. They added... So last week I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 rewards, 9 little collectible things. There's like a little pig, a free to play festival trophy thing, the vault issue number 4, and just some other stuff. Most of the time, it's the games you just download the game, start it up, and then wait a couple seconds, and it'll say you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the 50 points, the coins, which I'm now at 8,826.
So yeah, you put way more effort into it than I do.
Yeah. And $20, a gift card, wallet funds is only 5,000 points. So.
Yeah, I did have enough for that. So I thought about it, but. I don't know. I'll probably just build mine up for a while.
Yeah. So do some of those, the receipt apps and where you scan your receipts and do or go to whatever. I do it to a certain point to see how long it takes and what it does. And if I like it, I just at least get one gift card out of it and drop it.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into some news. There's a few articles we want to go over. First thing is share my screen for you. PlayStation Plus is going to be dropping some more, like, losing games. Every month they take games from the store. This month it was There's some decent games on there. NBA 2K4, 2K24, Need for Speed Unborn, Spellforce 3, Reinforced, Destroy All Humans 2, and Trials of Mana will be leaving in August. So if you want to play those games, you might need to go ahead and play them now. And they'll be gone. Next thing is there was a massive PlayStation 5 China Joy booth, and right in the middle of it, I want to show you. I only saw it because it has Astrobot right in the middle. So this is a little booth that they're doing it for PlayStation.
And they did like a giant real Astrobot.
Yeah.
How good would that look in the corner of your house?
Oh, it looks good. And they have all these PlayStation 5 set out so where you can play games, test games out. They're going to show a bunch of stuff.
It's a pretty booth.
Mm-hmm.
I like how it's set up. It feels like they maximize the space.
Yeah.
But sure. The Astrobot's a gangster. Sony's really, really leveraging Astrobot hard.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm okay with. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually looked the other day to see if I can find an Astrobot, like a little figure to put on a shelf.
Mm-hmm.
There's some decent ones, but nothing like big time to go along with the a PlayStation Platinum Trophy. I'm also trying to get, but you can only find those 3D printed.
Yeah, I see them 3D printed a lot.
There's one actually that a lot of people say they do it. That person does a really, really good job. It's got a gloss on it and looks realistic. I kind of want that one that came out for free. Australia, I think it was. It was a glass. All right. This next one's kind of tied into Microsoft and PlayStation. One of their big wigs, he's a marketing director. He came out and was talking about how Microsoft doesn't have the advertising budget as PlayStation. And that's why he believes that their sales aren't as good. And then some people are saying there's no way Microsoft, you make way more money than PlayStation, than Sony. How you do that? But apparently data shows that Microsoft doesn't put a lot of money into advertising compared to Sony does. Like Sony really pushes hard over in Europe and in China compared to Microsoft.
Well, having the money and allocating the money to that are two way different things.
Right.
You know, they very well may have unlimited funds as Microsoft, but that doesn't mean that Xbox gets to spend them on marketing.
Mm-hmm.
I do think you see more PlayStation marketing, but I also think you see more PlayStation marketing from a third party stance as well.
Yeah.
You know, when they play the clip, it's got the PlayStation logo at the end because that's where people play at.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, you Sony does spend more, but Sony's a little bit from the old school and they know that's what it takes. Nintendo advertises and they don't need to.
Right.
I mean, it's just part of it. I probably see more Nintendo ads than I do Microsoft ads.
Oh yeah.
But you know, good or bad, Microsoft has gone all in on Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're trying to make these changes, which, you know, we talked about what's going on with Game Pass, or at least I think we did. Game Pass is, you know, it's in a situation where, you know, only the top tier is going to get day and date now.
Mm-hmm.
Prices have gone up on everything. I mean, you're starting to see that business is hurting.
Yep.
And, you know, it's just not sustainable. It's just not.
No, I haven't. Yeah, let's jump right into that then. The FTC is criticizing Microsoft, saying it was misleading during the Game Pass, during their big trial. And they're saying that this is what they want. They did not want Microsoft to all of a sudden change their prices. And Microsoft said, well, this was only brought very little on our Game Pass pricing, but now you're getting pissed off at it.
Well, that's because Microsoft told them they would still stay day and date. They wouldn't make any changes. They wouldn't increase the price when they got it. I mean, it is misleading,
mm-hmm.
but also they do have to pay for that purchase. I mean, Microsoft spends a lot of money. It may not be on marketing, but they spend a lot, and they've tried to buy their way to the top. And I think you may see that this is why that doesn't work.
So they're saying that to compensate, that you pay the $9.99 a month and just to play Game Pass. It's not multiplayer. This now you're adding multiplayer to tier one. And so that's why they're raising the price up. So that's how they're getting away with the first tier.
Yeah. I just think it's a bad look, but it's also a look of a company that's got to do something because the way they're currently doing it isn't working.
Mm-hmm. And then on it ties to that next, the other thing. Now you can get Amazon selling a Fire Stick, Xbox controller, and Game Pass Ultimate bundle. We can get all of that together.
So I know someone who tried it out and said it is remarkably good. Yeah, like so very, very, very good.
Yeah. So you get a Fire Stick 4K Max, an Xbox controller, and 1 month of Game Pass.
That's what you need. Pop it in the cart. How much is this bad, dude?
$78.99.
Yeah. Controller plus Fire Stick and Game Pass for a month. We could be playing Party Animals next week.
I almost bought the 4K Fire Stick. You're in Amazon Prime deals.
But you don't need to. You have everything right here.
Yeah. But the Fire Stick, it was only $14.99, I think.
Well, the controller's $60.
Yeah.
So it's still only $14.99. Plus Game Pass.
Yeah, 1 month, though.
Yeah.
And you got to pay Game Pass after
that. Yeah, but think about everything you could play. You'd have access to so many games you don't currently.
Yeah.
If you played one full price game, you would almost pay for it. If you played Starfield, you would almost pay for it for a year.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and add it. I'll wait. That's a good deal. People should do that. I don't know. I've not tried it myself. I don't have a 4K stick, but like I said, I know one person that did it and they were super impressed.
Good. All right. So the big news, I guess, this week in the Microsoft area is the Halo TV show got canceled. After two seasons, they canceled it. The people of Halo are going to try to ship it out to other avenues to see if someone else wants to pick it up.
I think we're in a world right now where video game shows have somehow become good, and expectations are starting to become pretty high whenever a new video game show is coming out. And I don't think Halo was as good as the others.
They said it just costs too much to do it.
I just don't think it was as good as it's, and I don't want to say competitors because they're different, but I just don't think it was as good as the other shows. When you look at how good the reception was to The Last of Us, even Twisted Metal, which is a comedy and super strange, people responded really well to it.
Yeah.
And then the success of Fallout, the success of The Witcher, it's just not good enough to be okay anymore.
Yeah.
And rely so heavily on CG, I think, is also a scary thing.
Mm-hmm. That's, you have to do so much in a Halo to CGI.
Yeah, it's so expensive. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Next one. The Walmart is selling the mini fridge, the smaller one, as I said, the second version, for only $39.99 or $39.94.
You're going to get one?
I have one. I got it when it was like $29.99.
The small one, right?
I have the small one.
Yeah, I want the big one.
And the big one is on sale for $224 right now.
Which is only $20 off, basically.
Yeah.
I want that big one for like $80.
Yeah, so there on this one, there shows how a lot of people said that 24% of the people said that it was faulty or broken, so it didn't even work. So that kind of sucks if you sell a million of them and quarter
of them 24% of them don't work?
Yeah. And then a lot of people said it wasn't worth the money when they bought it at regular price, right? The next one, Power Wash for Xbox. Power Wash Simulator is giving away two free DLCs. I'm not going to talk about the DLC. I'm talking about how they're continuing Power Wash Simulator, keep on doing stuff. So I guess people love it and they're still playing it, and they're adding DLC to that, which I really support because I had fun with the game. I mean, I can pop it in, listen to a podcast while I'm playing it.
It's the right kind of game for that. And I've gone back and forth on whether or not this would be fun for us to play, but I just see at various times, various people checked out instead of playing it.
Yeah.
There'd be a lot of standing around.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought with four people, we could tear through things.
Oh yeah. Four people would tear through it really quick, but in just talk while we're doing that.
Yeah.
All right. Next one is, so Microsoft's bringing out these, with the movie Deadpool and Wolverine coming out, they have this controller that's designed for Deadpool, and it's got the back of it has a removable butt and ass on the back.
It's a giveaway controller.
Yeah. You
can't buy it because if you could, they would sell a ton of them.
Mm-hmm.
because this controller's got a set of cheeks on the back. It's caked up. It looks good. It's very Deadpool, but it just has an ass on the back of it.
Yeah.
And it's funny.
It is.
The controller itself actually looks pretty good.
Yeah, I like the design, like the texture of it. It's got the Deadpool logo on, but I like the red and the black.
What about them cheeks?
I can do without the cheeks, but I get it. It because it's Deadpool.
Would you play with the cheeks on?
I don't know. I have to like grab it and see how it felt. I did sign up for the Sweet Stakes to win to see if I can win it.
I hope
the
you
first
do win
one.
It.
This is the first one I've done for Xbox.
Hope you win it. Would you buy the damn Fire Stick if you won it?
Probably. And here's the Xbox that you can win also if you sign up.
Xbox does such silly giveaways with their consoles that are always amazing and so inefficient.
Yeah.
Like, where do you put that on a shelf? It's got a set of katanas on the back of it.
Yep.
I would sell that if I won it.
So, because of that, people are already doing 3D printing, and there's a guy who's 3D printed the butt and the whole controller, and then here's a Wolverine version.
The way I dropped my controller, I don't want those blades on the back of mine.
No, but I thought it was pretty neat that someone's already 3D printing the...
Yeah. There's something fun about a cheeked-up controller.
Mm-hmm. All right, so a little bit of Nintendo... there's a new Joy-Con charger coming out, and it's their own. Right now, they're releasing it for Europe. It's just a two standard controller, the charger. And I have the one that does four, but I only have two Joy-Cons.
That's cool looking. I like it. I like that it's official. The damn plug comes out of the top.
Yeah, it should have come out of the bottom.
It should have, and I assume it's coming out of the top because to make it easy to unplug and move and stuff. But it looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
With a damn cord shooting up the top.
I guess if you want to, I guess they did it because it's handheld.
You could play with it. Yeah. Handheld. I like the form factor of it.
I want to get those.
I need to break down and just get those. I know you guys can't see. It's the NES controllers that you get through the Joy-Con. Nintendo Online thing. I need to buy all of those controllers to just have them.
Mm-hmm. Now, right here, they're talking about the NES edition. Is yours still slated to come today?
Yeah, I think it was Saturday, and then it pushed to Sunday.
Yeah, at one moment, mine said Monday.
So let me tell you the bullshit. This is Target. This isn't Nintendo. Mm-hmm. First off, you were fuming the other night because this thing is just available on the shelves.
Yeah.
And ours is supposed to come. You said the 24th, I think, originally.
Yes.
And I load mine up. I said, well, mine's coming Sunday. Mm-hmm. So yesterday, I was like, oh, you know what? I never checked the mailbox to get my package. So I walk out there. There's not a damn thing in my mailbox. So I pull up my email and it says, great news. Your delivery has been updated and it's coming early and it's set for today, which was a day later than what it told me.
Yep.
So I'm like, you don't even know what you're talking about. How much are those? Oh, sign in to add to cart. Those are the Nintendo controllers. So yeah, it's coming today. I'm excited about it. Yep. Friend of the show, Marshall205, said that if I could convince him that we're going to play it, he would get it.
If I'm going to Target today, if they have these controllers, I'll probably buy them.
I think they don't. I don't think you can get them in store.
You can only get them on.
Yeah, I think you can only get them from Nintendo.
Okay. What is this?
And I think that because when you just pull them up, it's from like StockX and places like that. That's the Famicom ones. I think that's why. I don't think you can get it from anywhere else. I think you have to buy it. You go to the Nintendo Online app, and you can buy them from there.
Yeah. Well, GameStop's got it.
Do they?
Yeah, $31.34 for Pro, $32.99.
Maybe they've opened it up to everybody. That's how it started.
Same delivery, 20. Yep.
So if you went to... if you went to GameStop today, you might be able to pick one up.
Yeah.
They're cool.
Yep. I like them.
They do that one. They do. I think they do a Super Nintendo. And they do an N64, I think, as well. Maybe they don't do a Super Nintendo one. Oh, no. There it is. On Macari. Yeah, they do a Super Nintendo one. They're 20% off right now online.
You know, have to look at it.
They're 20% off on Nintendo's website. Championship Edition is the first thing it shows you, and the second thing it shows you is that controller.
Yeah, I was just saying, it says $47.99 here. That's why I wonder what's going on with GameStop for saying it's $32.
Well, this is a double pack, and that was a single.
Oh, no, you only got one for the...
Well, I don't know. That picture you pulled up at GameStop just showed the one controller.
Is that what I'm missing?
Yeah, $47.99 for two. Fine
oh,
retailers.
Yeah. Okay, you're right. One controller. That GameStop. All right, so I'm excited to get mine. You said you're definitely opening it up. And did you watch any reviews on the NES Championship Edition?
No, are people hating it?
Oh no, they're loving it. They're like the big cards. I saw someone's already got a design for the cards to put up. They found these little picture frames for the cards and got them like displayed on their wall. I was like, damn, it didn't take no time for that. The pins look amazing. They're nice hard metal.
No, I'm very excited about it. I was trying to see what other controllers they had, but they've got it all mixed in and shit with Amiibo and everything else.
So if you still want the NES Championship, World Championship Edition, it's still available. You can still buy it. It's on in shelves. Yeah. So I saw one of the reviews, the gold extra Nintendo cartridge. It's just plastic. There's nothing in it. It's just for display. It comes with a display case. I mean, it's a display stand to put the cartridge on, which I thought was pretty cool. The pins and then the pictures. And on the back of the picture has like the icon of the whatever you're looking at. If you're looking for Super Mario, Metroid, Super Mario 2, Super Mario 3, if you flip it around, it'll have the character behind it.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm excited to play the game. I don't care about trying to beat the world records. I just want to play against you.
Mm-hmm. Whoever else gets it from our crew.
We should have got those controllers beforehand. I feel like that one came with the controllers. Yeah. The Famicom version. I feel like it makes it more legit to have the controllers with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll probably have to go buy the controllers then, because now I want it to play that. I'll probably use the controller only to play that.
You could buy the double pack. We could split it.
Well, the double pack's some too. I want both of them. One on one side, one on the other.
Are you going to play?
Yeah.
You're going to use both of them? You don't use them on the Switch.
I don't know. I kind of want them. We'll see.
Because if you bought two for $47, they'd only be $23 a piece. That's fine. I'll just get two. I'm never going to use two.
But then you have the double pack if you want. Want it.
Never going to use two.
Right. Right. So that was that. Oh, there's already an update to the NES edition, the championship. There's an update. It adds a survival mode, and then it fixes a bunch of other little issues, I guess, that came up out of nowhere.
I'm excited for it. I want to goof off with it. I don't know how far I'll get into it this weekend, but I do plan to pop it open when mine comes in and just at least mess around with the UI and get in there and probably just give it a couple runs to see what's up.
Yeah. I know when I go on vacation in September, I'll probably be playing it a lot.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
The next one, Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom Age. According to the ESB rating, you will for sure be able to play as Zelda and Link, which is people are liking that and loving it.
Yeah, a lot of fan theories, a lot of fanfic popping up.
Mm-hmm. Next one, you can buy a Nintendo version or Mario version of Kraft Macaroni and Cheese. They're bringing these back. I remember years ago they had that, and they're bringing it back in again. It's for the 30th edition. So back in 2012, they did it. So it's macaroni and cheese with the Mario themed on it.
They have the Easy Mac, too.
Mm-hmm. Which Easy Mac does not taste as good as the normal.
Do you have physical proof, or is that just a you just feel that way?
I just feel that way. I've
Yeah.
bought a couple of the Easy Macs. They just don't taste as good as, I don't know if it's the how you have to cook it or what. It just doesn't taste the same.
It's for sure how you cook it.
All right, so yay, college football. So this says 25. It sold 2.2 million copies of the $100 version.
I don't doubt it. It's like everybody I know is playing it.
Yeah, that we play gamer night. They were talking about getting it and playing it.
Yeah, French Show Marshall 205 has been living on it.
I don't know. It'd be fun, but 2.2 million copies of $99. I wonder how many other big franchises are going to decide to jump their price of their games up to 79, 89 if people are willing to play this. Is
Yeah.
Madden going to be $100? Is 2K 25 and the next MLB game and next NHL? And all right, another game. No Man's Sky has another update. They revamped all the world, so now everything looks a lot crispier. I got a little video to show you the how good it looks. This is the world. Look at the floating islands.
It looks great. That's a game we'd have to go back to, though, from the very beginning.
Yeah, because there's so much going on now. You don't know what to do, where to go. And this one, the guy's running with his crew.
I almost want them to say, like, this is it. Like, I want them to get to a point where they say, like, this is it, no more. That's the final update. And then us play through it.
Yeah, no, this is part one. There's going to be another part two update. So the water, they've changed the water. They fixed a lot of the grass and the
It looks so
trees.
good.
It does.
Look at that ship. That ship is wild.
Yeah, they've added new ships what since we played. Now, even though when I played 2 years ago and when I lost everything, well, I didn't lose everything. I just got warped to a whole nother area.
I have an old shitty looking ship that doesn't do any of that cool stuff.
And you go into space or space stations and ports.
It looks excellent. I would love to get in there and give that thing a proper playthrough. But like I said, I want to wait until like I feel like it's at the point where that's where it's going to be, but maybe they'll never stop. Hello Games took it personal when they screwed it up, and they've more than made it right, but they
Oh,
just
yeah.
continue.
So right here is the bugs is their Helldivers slash Starship Troopers version. So they have their own mode.
It for sure is giving Helldivers vibes.
All right. So I don't know if you saw the email. Meta Plus is changing on the app to their name and the way to design. It's going to be called Horizon Worlds. And it's going to be more of a social media app.
Yeah, it's completely fucking unnecessary.
Yeah. You can do your avatar, talk to your friends on there. It
Nobody wants to do that.
looks very similar to an Instagram.
Nobody wants to do that.
Well, none of us, but I'm sure there's people.
Nobody. No, who's got their VR and was like, the problem with this VR is that it doesn't have more social media tie-in.
Yeah, from my app.
Yeah,
From my
from the
app.
phone, not even when I'm in it.
Yeah, just from the app.
Yeah, I don't like this.
All right. Next one, Minecraft. Apparently, there's a these photos going around the Minecraft live action movie. There's a picture of the guys playing the Steve, and there's what is makeshift.
It's Jack Black.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of Jack. I never liked Jack Black.
He's in a bit of hot water right now, anyways.
Yeah, I've seen that, but I've never been a fan of like his movies or just him in general.
Wow.
I don't know. I just don't think he's funny. I've watched it like School of Rock and a bunch of the other one. I just don't think the only one he just actually did good was the jungle one with me, or the with him, The Rock, and Kevin Hart.
Jumanji.
Jumanji. Yeah, that was okay. So there, people are already shitting on his axe, how it looks, and then here's the characters. Let me show you. There's the creeper, and then the lamb, and then a bee with the fuzzy. So they're saying everything is just going to be geared towards like kids.
It doesn't look terrible. I never thought it was going to be a gritty adult only Minecraft movie. I mean, they're making it to print money.
Yep. All right, so that's it for gaming news. I do have a couple of things on Lego. We talked about it. There's two new Animal Crossing sets coming out. This one is the concert on the plaza.
Mm-hmm.
So, which they add a car. I don't remember seeing a car in the game. I don't
is
know.
Is the back open?
Oh, the back is open.
Of course. Yeah. Does it come with a KK Slider?
Yeah.
It does.
It does.
Yeah, I don't understand the van. Maybe it was in there and I just don't.
I don't get this little cafe either. But KK Slider, he's got his guitar. He's got his little speaker. There's one of the characters singing. The back opens up. Of course, there's a little kid. If you go to a Lego convention, would you buy a couple of the Animal Crossing figures if they had them just sitting there?
Yeah, if they were cheap.
Right. So the next one they added the airlines, the Dodo Airlines. The plane, the little boat.
Let me see that one. The back of it.
There's the back.
God bless.
Yeah.
That one's so good. From the front, that one's such a good set.
Mm-hmm. And of course, every set has little kids playing it. I know it's rated 7+. They got it geared towards kids, but. All right, the last one I'm going to show you. Lego's bringing this Travel Moments pack. It's a plane. It's the flat Earth. On it. That's what people are joking about it. They're saying, oh, the Earth is flat. It's not round. It's like an inside joke. But that's I don't think it looks good, but I brought it because
the idea is just that you display it with photos of your travel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's big. I mean, look, here's someone putting it on a wall.
I guess it's cool. You don't ever want to get the flat earthers going.
Yeah. And see, there's them with the plane and then the pictures of.
Yeah. Family. They're having a damn family meeting around it.
Or you can lay it down flat and like this one on a table. So you have the table here. And then you have the wall. On the wall, they just have the plane sitting on a bookshelf instead of anything on the wall.
I kind of like the plane.
But that's all I had for this week.
I feel like it's a long episode.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, we have been talking a little longer than normal beforehand. Yeah,
so they better be pumped about it.
Right. All right, as usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Follow us on send message to us on our social medias at @game_stitch or me, HoFnSho on the X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it. That was episode 598. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.